It is April 11th, 2024. It's 7:49 a.m. I knew going to in today it's supposed to be raining. I knew it's supposed to rain at midnight till noon today. I knew it's gonna rain tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, possibly Monday. But I did not anticipate the weather. It's going to change on Saturday to snow. It is snowing on Saturday. They said that it's not going to stay because the ground is warm enough that it's just going to melt. But the cold front is coming from north, so they said it's going to be snowing for sure, but we don't know how long it's going to last and how south it's going to go. They said it's going to touch the north of Toronto. But they're not sure if it's gonna go keep going south to affect snow south of a certain like the 401, the major highway thoroughfare. If it goes south of that, this means everything will be snowed in. If it's north of that, it's just north of the city, so it's not gonna be as bad. So that was a shock this morning when I woke up and turned on the news. Yeah. Great start in the morning. I was hoping to go outside around 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock to do some walk around and hopefully do a recording, but unfortunately that's not gonna happen now. It's just gonna keep raining and raining and raining. It is 11:37 a.m. and one of my friends sometimes calls me during business day too because he does commissioning work for sites, and sometimes he calls me out of the blue to just to catch up and all that good stuff. While he's doing that, I'm helping him test his system. So he messaged me about half an hour, 45 minutes ago to do a test. So he called me, and we linked up through video conferencing for his test. And yeah, we just ended up relaxing. We just ended up catching up because the last time I spoke to him was just after the Christmas break. And I told him about what happened to my mom, and he was shocked. He was incredibly shocked, and he just didn't know what to say. And yeah, so I just thought about that. What happened to my mom was the type of cancer she has was very, very rare. So when I told him the time that she was diagnosed, all the way the end of the time that she passed away, they're always been a very surprised how fast was how the cancer has spread. So it was just very shocking. So yeah, no, I just it was nice to, it was it, that's why he was wondering as well too why I haven't really talked to him or catched up with him. So it's been a little crazy. So yeah, so I was just like I mentioned before, I always have like a YouTube or something streaming in the background when I'm working, and the DJI Osmo Pocket 3 Creators Edition keeps popping up, so I ending up watching it and just watching some of the reviews and all that stuff, and I come to realize that this product's been out for a while. Why? And the latest video I saw was about 3 days ago. So I ending up checking the price from them, see if they're actually still comparable against GoPro, and I realized that it is way more expensive than GoPro. Way more expensive. So I'm like, what's going on? Because I haven't really paid attention in that segment. Action cam for almost a year and a half, so I don't know what's actually happening. I still have a GoPro Hero 9, so I still use it once in a while, but it's been a while that I haven't really looked in that area. But yeah, no, it's been around, and I was shocked at how expensive it is because it's still selling around 600, 700 for the creators kit. The most expensive I seen was 900, and I'm like, for a camera for that size? And no, I was just kind of shocked that it's still being talked about, and the price of it was just staggering. So I'm like, why is it more expensive? So I even looked at it even more, and the creator's kit itself is way more bundled properly compared to a GoPro, because the creator's edition, you get a wireless microphone and a battery to extend the internal battery on it, and additional bibs and bobs for it, including a carrying case and other things. So I'm like, this is way better price wise than the creator's edition from GoPro. Now I know why it's priced a bit more. The only difference is the Osmo 3 is not waterproof compared to a GoPro. GoPro is definitely waterproof. It's designed to be that way. It's designed to be like punished. This one is not. So it's you can't really compare both of them. So, but either way, it's good for them. They're still selling them. It looks great. I really like the Osmo 3, but I can't really justify getting an action cam, especially after I bought my Hero 9. But I am looking at to get an Olympus one, a TG6, I think. It's a point and shoot camera. It's designed for extreme use as well. It's a bigger housing. It's not designed to be punished like a GoPro or it's designed for active use. Reason why I'm looking at that is because the wifey and I are heading to the Bahamas for 10 days, and I don't want to bring I want to bring a camera that's provides really great photos and takes really good photos, like amazing photos, and video it shoots good videos as well too. But I want a camera that's designed to go underwater and all that stuff. So the GoPro has issues for that one. It doesn't take good photos, but it takes good videos. This one does both equally well. So that's why I'm looking at the Olympus itself rather than getting anything else. So that's going to be probably the summer purchase, depending how much quote unquote extreme condition adventures I'm doing this summer. But I don't see that's gonna be an issue going forward. But so I'm looking at getting that probably around July, August. Well, I'm gonna wait for it to go on sale, then I'll go get one. Yeah, I did also look at briefly the Bluetooth dongle for my recorder, and I have to go downtown to get it. So either way, I'm not going to get it right away. I did look at even more regarding the use of it, and I come to realize that I will never use it as often that it should be, because I'm constantly holding... I have right now my recorder's beside me, so I can record any podcast or any recording that I do with this. Speaking of podcasts, I do have a podcast recording at noon, but I barely... If I do use the microphone, built-in microphone to it, I'll just probably like set it up, press record, and walk away. The handling noise is still going to be an issue no matter what, but it is what it is. It's here, so I'm just going to use it for now. I never had any issue with my Zoom recorder, my H5, but if I end up using something... if I end up putting this in a tripod to record, I'll just, but not what I normally do, I'll just put something underneath like a soft surface and pop it in there, press record, and just be in a good distance like I normally do. So I'm not really like eager to get it, but for $50, it's nice to have, right? It's cheap, nice to have, for a convenience that may or may not be using. So we'll see. If I'm downtown and if I'm around that area, I might get it, but if I'm not, then I'm not gonna go out of the way to get one. So but if I end up ordering something from Amazon, and if it's available, I might pick it up and put it in the order itself. So, anywho, I'm going to start getting ready to record my podcast for your Bookmark podcast. I'm still debating if I'm going to use the Porter Capture to record this or the Tascam. I might be using the Porter Capture just to do a test to see how it actually perform. But unfortunately, the battery in this one does eat up fast, so I'm kind of like hesitant in using it. The Rodecaster is bus power, so I can just plug in any USB in it and it should be working fine. So I might go that route just to make it simplify and make it easier for me. We'll see. I'll let you guys know after I record. It is 1:46 p.m. and I just finished having lunch and finished recording an episode of your Bookmark podcast. I ending up using my my Rodecaster Pro 2 to record this episode because I haven't really tested properly yet the port capture. I just want to do a couple more tests before I start recording everything through this recorder. For the Rodecaster Pro 2, this is the first time I'm actually using the USB into my phone. Before I was just using Bluetooth and it was fine. It was working perfectly. I had no issues with that. This time I actually did a wired one because before my old phone was still lightning cable. And I just swapped my phone about 2 months ago. So I never actually get a chance to use the USB as often as a phone call, instead of using a Bluetooth or a 3.5 mil. This is the first time I'm using it, so it's pretty cool. I didn't know that I can actually do that until I started doing research. I did connect it to the Porter Capture for a test a few weeks ago with the wife, and it works perfectly. So I just have to, if I do it through the Porter Capture, I do have to write the faders in the mix tab just to balance the audio out. The signal going into Porter Capture is pretty hot though. There's no way for me to adjust that, so that's a little annoying part of it, but it is hot enough that I can lower it down. So but either way, it was working perfectly, so I'm gonna do that for the next recording. What else? It is still raining. It's supposed to end around noon, but there is a weather advisory just popped up. So looks like this rain is going to be all... it's going to be... Oh, wow. Okay. It's going to be raining until Friday morning with a total rainfall of 20 to 45 millimeters. That's a lot of rain. That is a lot of rain. So that's what's going to happen for the next few days. Well, until tomorrow. But I am going downtown for a meeting, so I'll be working out of my parents' place. And so I'm heading down there early in the morning and hang out there before my meeting and hang out there after, then go home after. I was planning to take transit down because of the beautiful construction we're having in the main artery going down to downtown, but I decided to drive because it's... I just don't want to get my stuff wet. I'm bringing an extra monitor with me. I have a portable monitor, my computer, my recorder, everything. So I just don't want to hassle getting it wet. So I am going to drive down. My goal is to head downtown to get the early bird special for parking. So I got to do that. So I'll be leaving really early tomorrow. I have to be in the parking lot, I believe, before 8 o'clock. My goal is probably, I might be leaving just before 6:30 tomorrow morning now. So I have to get everything done tonight, pack everything ready to go, then head over. So when I leave, I just grab my bag and wheel it out. So that's going to be a thing tomorrow. Yeah, so this is going to be exciting times. So one more thing too, my new case for my microphone setup will be arriving tomorrow as well too. I did double check the case dimension. The internal case dimension is 12 inches. And the microphone, let's find out, it's exactly 12 inches with the windshield the softy windshield from Ryko attached to it. So it is going to be a snug fit. I do have a little play because it is puffed out right now. So I do have a play on it. So the goal is to have, in the future, have this microphone, a short XLR, XLR cable, microphone cable, plus the stand inside that case. I am going to bring a charger with me, like a brick, to charge, to run AC power to the recorder if I need to. And also another case for the port capture. I am still debating if I want to keep the microphone attached to the recorder. To be honest with you, I barely use it. I don't use it. I actually haven't used it yet, to be honest with you. But I'm still debating if I'm going to yank that out, put it in a separate case and just leave it out for now, or just leave it in just in case I need it as in a pinch, in a bind, and go from there. I do want to do more testing on the microphone, but if I do that, I have to make sure that I do have a stand with me. I do have an extra Arca Swiss quick release plate for my tripod, so I can attach that and put it into my permanently put it in my recorder and have it standing by just in case. So I'm looking at doing that, just again, just to give a little bit more flexibility going forward regarding how to attach this, how to record things to it. But yeah, I'm looking at that. I am planning to head out around 3 o'clock to get some groceries, and I just need to get out of the house and get some fresh air, and also get some stuff for Marco, my fur baby. I'll let you know what I end up doing. Well, I have to go out to do all the stuff I need to get done, no matter what. But we'll see what we're going to do, if I'm going to let you know what happened. I'm just going to let you know what happened. It is 4:27 p.m., and I just got back from the grocery store. And let's just say, when I left, it was 11 degrees. When I got outside, it was still ambient temperature. The weather forecast is still telling me 11 degrees, but it was a lot warmer. It felt like it was hovering about 18 to 20 degrees outside. It was so warm. I was wearing a sweater and a jacket when I left. When I got to the grocery store, I was dreading. I was like contemplating just remove my jacket and my sweater, just walk around with a t-shirt. But unfortunately, the mist of the dampness, it still feels cold, but the ambient temperature is warm. I'm not sure if I'm making sense here. Ambient temperature is way warmer than the forecast weather. That's it. That's what I'm sticking with, because it felt a lot warmer. Even now, when I started this log, it was 11 degrees. Now it went up to 12 degrees now. So the temperature is going up. So it is what it is. Temperature is all over the place, especially this time of year. So I was hoping to bring my recorder and my microphone on a case for testing tomorrow, but unfortunately, my case that I'm planning to use is not here. So looks like I'm just going to skip this test. I'm just going to bring the recorder with me and possibly just one mic. Again, just to feel the weight and all that good stuff, but just to feel of it, right? And the current microphone I'm using, the shotgun mic, it works really well. I do like the sound of this compared to the other microphones I've been using. So that's going to be a change. I was planning to take the transit downtown tomorrow, but because of the rain that we're getting 44 millimeters of rain. That's a lot. So I decided I'm just going to drive down, get the early bird for sure. I'll be driving down just to, so I don't have to get my gear wet, because I'm bringing a lot of office work, because I'm literally bringing my portable home office to another location to work there during the day and come back after, right? So I decided to just drive to make it easier for me. And yeah, The I was also thinking earlier today during lunchtime and while I was grocery shopping that I need to start syncing my Instagram to this audio log. The reason why I'm very adamant of syncing it because podcasting is an amazing platform. But sometimes what's lacking is visual. I can go to video-based podcasts, but it's just going to be a talking head, right? I can do vlogging, but unfortunately, it's easier for me to just talk about it rather than video because the goal for this audio log was just to do it daily, right? And a simple edit, then that's it. And if I sync my my Instagram, as in like what I do today, take photos, and when the audio log gets released, the post in Instagram gets released at the same time. And if I do that, that'll be so much easier because that'll be so much easier than doing video-based. Video-based, there's a lot of editing involved that I'm not willing to commit that much, that long for it. But yeah, even a simple photo of where I am doing this log from, that will just start a conversation on Instagram regarding, hey, what kind of equipment you use, blah, 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 blah. Where are you doing this log at? Where are you doing your recording? What location of the city you are doing this, right? Those kind of things will be good. Also, if I ending up doing a quote-unquote an adventure, like traveling or anything like that, at least I can do the recording and taking the photos and talk about what my day is, and at least you guys can see what I'm talking about, right? And that would be a great thing to do, just to get a little visual. And the reason why I want that, well, that's one reason. The other reason as well, too, is I do keep a travel journal with me. The travel journal is normally what I print. Like I mentioned before, that I print my photos and put it in there to give a little bit of memory, right? Because more and more I want to do is to capture a moment in time that I can archive and say, hey, this is what I did this year. Look at what I did this year. This is what I did. So I was telling the wife that we need to take more photos of what's actually happening because more and more people are taking photos, but they're not printing them out. And it happens several times too when your phone dies, for example, and all your photos are there, and how are you going to extract them and put it in a safe place? At least if you print them out, you have a visual archive, a hard copy archive of what you've done. And I'm always been a big believer of hardware-based backup, especially in photos, because you never know if something happens to your phone, all your photos are gone, right? Because everything gets stored in the cloud. If the cloud goes down, you have no memories. And I'm kind of going that route of just capturing moments. And it can be audio-based, can be photo-based or anything like that. And video-based, I just want to capture moments in time to remember things and remember people by, and that's sort of going away now, and that's why I'm kind of like, that's why I started this log, is just to share my stories and archive my day and thoughts as well. But this time I want to show visually what I'm talking about. Like, for example, I'm actually in my office right now recording this podcast. So it'll be nice to take a photo of what I'm doing and how chaotic and messy my desk is. And I'm proud of it, by the way, how messy my desk is. It's one of those things that every person has a messy desk. Doesn't matter how organized you are, it's going to be a messy desk. And I want to show that messy. I don't want to make it Instagram ready. That's boring. I want to make it real life ready, you know? So that's why I'm looking at, I'm still trying to figure out how to sync it properly, when to sync it, and how often the photos are going to be coming out. I don't want to take photos of same thing over and over again when I'm seeing. If I'm just literally just walking home, working at home, I'm cooking dinner, I don't need to show you that, right? But it would be nice to show you visually what I'm experiencing and talking about it. I think that's the best way to describe it, is visually, showing visually what I'm experiencing in an old school photo way, almost like a magazine that you get on a newsstand, right? So that's what I'm hoping, trying to figure it out. It's going to be a learning process, but yeah, it's going to be fun. It is 4:48 p.m. and I just did a quick test and it's confirmed. The gate, the limiter, the compressor is actually recorded post fade. So that means everything I record with a compressor or with a gate, it gets recorded. That's actually pretty good. So that means I can compress a recording, and if I do, that means, actually, that's pretty good. I kind of like that. Okay, this actually fixed everything, because right now in my Rodecaster, I do put in a very aggressive compressor when I record the Your Book My Podcast. The reason why I have a very strong compressor in that one, the very aggressive compressor, because I want to keep it mellow, keep it straight as possible, just to keep it a little bit more, just to keep it tighter, right? So if that's the case, in a bind, I can turn on the compressor in this one, keep it even as possible. At least it will minimize these peaks and, yeah, just minimize the peaks itself. So that's good. That's very good. I'm very, very impressed with that. So hold on. I'm going to turn on the compressor, see actually how it sounds like when I... Yeah. Actually, you know what? No, forget. I'll do the test. I'll let you guys know what I find out.